With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday.
Today, people that protest get arrested in this country. We never had that before. They can rip down Portland. They can rip down Minneapolis. And they can do whatever the hell they want. And nothing happens if a Republican or a Christian, frankly, and what's happening with the Catholics? The Catholics are under siege. Any Catholic that votes for this numbskull is crazy because you are being persecuted.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Mr. Trump for president in 2024. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on that.
They ran together on the 2016 ticket and served in the White House for 4 years. But Pence told Fox News, quote, "It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year." The former vice president said it's about more than their disagreement over the January 6th Capitol riot. Pence argued that Trump's stance on the national debt, abortion restrictions, and TikTok is at odds with the conservative agenda they had while in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels this morning saw an explosion detonated near a ship in the Gulf of Aden, potentially marking their latest assault on shipping through that crucial waterway leading to the Red Sea. The Houthis have launched repeated drone and missile attacks in the area, disrupting energy and cargo shipments through the Gulf. The rebels did not immediately claim responsibility for the attack, but later did so. A day, and I should say 2.5 days, after deadly tornadoes ripped through parts of the central U.S., residents are cleaning up, assessing damage, and helping their neighbors. It will be a long recovery for some in the tornado zone. This is SRN News. An international religious freedom group ended its visit to Saudi Arabia earlier than planned. The Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
The official visit to the Diriyya World Heritage Site in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom was cut short last week when the commission chairman, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, was ordered to remove his head covering or kippah at the site and any time he's in public. The commission statement reported that Saudi authorities demanded that the group leave the heritage site when Cooper offered what was termed a firm but polite denial of the request. He said, "No one should be denied access to a heritage site, especially one intended to highlight unity and progress simply for existing as a Jew." I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
A message from the Saudi embassy calls the incident unfortunate. Displaying any religious symbols other than Muslim ones remains a crime in Saudi Arabia. This is SRN News. Well, it's always nice to have a pet in your home, right?
This just may fall into the category of, you gotta be kidding. Authorities say an 11-foot, 700-pound alligator has been seized from an upstate New York home where it was being kept illegally. Officials took the gator from home just south of Buffalo. Authorities say the homeowner built an addition and then installed an in-ground swimming pool for the 30-year-old gator and allowed his friends to get into the water and pet the reptile. Apparently, they weren't real good friends. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 17th. It is the 77th day of 2024. This is also St. Patrick's Day. On this date in history, 1776, the Revolutionary War siege of Boston ended as British forces evacuated the city. This is SRN News.